Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Becoming That Girl 5-Minute Morning Rituals. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super important today. We're talking about self-care, but not just the bubble bath and face mask kind, though those are awesome. We're talking about setting healthy boundaries with yourself. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like a hamster on a wheel, just going through the motions. Yeah, me too. That's why we need to learn how to prioritize our own needs and put ourselves first sometimes, even before the shoulds start creeping in. Think of it like this. Imagine your energy is a limited resource, okay? We only have so much each day. If you keep giving it away freely without replenishing it, you're gonna burn out faster than you can say deadline. Setting boundaries with yourself means recognizing your limits and saying no to things that drain you, whether it's overcommitting to projects, taking on too much responsibility, or even just scrolling endlessly through social media. It's about learning to protect your energy and invest it in things that truly matter. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries? Isn't that selfish? Honey, please. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup. Think about it this way on a plane. They always tell you to put your own oxygen mask on first before helping others, right? That's because you have to take care of yourself in order to be able to help others effectively. So how do we actually set these boundaries with ourselves? Well, here are 5 key takeaways that have been game changers for me. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely need to happen each day to make you feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled? Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, reading for 30 minutes, or simply having a quiet cup of coffee before the day starts. Write those down and treat them like appointments. You wouldn't skip an important meeting, right? 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This is one of the hardest things I ever learned, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. You don't have to over-explain yourself or apologize profusely. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now is usually enough. 3. Set realistic expectations. We live in a world where we're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to do more, be more, achieve more. But the truth is, it's impossible to do everything all the time. Focus on what truly matters and let go of the rest. Remember, progress over perfection. 4. Schedule downtime. Seriously, put it in your calendar. Just like you would schedule a meeting or an appointment, block out time for relaxation and rejuvenation. It could be anything from taking a bath to spending time with loved ones to simply enjoying a few moments of silence. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the most important one, folks. We're all works in progress. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of your game and days when you feel like you're barely keeping it together. That's okay. Just remember to treat yourself with compassion and understanding. Now, let me tell you a quick story about how this whole boundary setting thing worked for me. Last month, I had this huge project deadline looming, like the kind that makes you want to hide under your covers and pretend it doesn't exist. But instead of letting myself get overwhelmed, I took a step back and decided to set some boundaries. I blocked out time on my calendar for focus work, said no to a few extra commitments, and made sure to take breaks throughout the day. Guess what? Not only did I finish the project on time, but I also felt way less stressed and way more energized. It was like a light bulb moment, realizing that setting boundaries wasn't about being selfish, it was about creating space for myself to do my best work. So, my lovelies, remember this. Prioritizing self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, it's about setting healthy boundaries with yourself. It's about recognizing your limits, saying no when you need to, and making time for things that truly nourish your soul. Are you ready to start becoming that girl who prioritizes her own well-being? Go ahead, take a few deep breaths, and write down those non-negotiables I mentioned earlier. Start small, make it a habit, and watch how much more joy, energy, and clarity come into your life. Remember, you deserve to be happy, healthy, and fulfilled. So go out there and own it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words today. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.